Blink 182 drummer Travis Barker is taken to the hospital. Halsey responds to fans who walked out of concert. And Blackpink sets a YouTube record with 75 million subscribers. It's Wednesday, June 29th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Blink 182 drummer Travis Barker was taken to the hospital by ambulance on Tuesday morning. The nature of Barker's medical issue was not immediately disclosed, but the 46-year-old musician tweeted, "God save me," at around 10:45 a.m. PT. And around 5 p.m. PT, his 16-year-old daughter Alabama wrote, "Please send your prayers," in an Instagram story. Paparazzi photos show Barker arriving on a stretcher at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. He was holding his right fist up. Wife Kourtney Kardashian was at his side. According to TMZ, Barker was transferred to Cedars-Sinai from West Hills Hospital and Medical Center. In 2018, Blink 182 had to cancel several Las Vegas residency shows and some tour dates because Barker was suffering from blood clots in both arms. A decade earlier, Barker survived a plane crash and spent more than 11 weeks undergoing surgeries and skin grafts. Halsey has let it be known that they couldn't care less if you don't like their views on abortion. The pop star paused their concert in Phoenix on Sunday night to share their thoughts in the wake of U.S. Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Noticing some fans were walking out, Halsey said, "If you don't like it, you can go home right now. I don't care. If you don't like it, I don't know why you came to a Halsey concert." Halsey then led a chant of "My body, my choice." On Monday, after someone tweeted that the number of people who walked out was sickening, Halsey replied, "Downside of doing outdoor venues, no door to hit them on the way out." After performing their 2019 song Nightmare, Halsey told the crowd, "You guys are at this concert right now because I had an abortion that saved my life. Motherhood is not something that you can force someone into." The singer also urged men to do more than post memes and messages to support women on social media. "You should be sharing stories about how you've benefited from abortion somehow," Halsey said. Following the U.S. Supreme Court announcement last Friday, Halsey tweeted that they felt defeated and wrote, "I've been an advocate for abortion, reproductive rights, and bodily integrity for as long as I've been at a platform, and I'm running out of ways to word and frame the severity of the impact on the fundamentalism has on our country." In May, when a draft of the rule was leaked, Halsey shared on social media, "The overturning of Roe v. Wade will mark a catastrophic shift in our fundamental rights to bodily autonomy and reproductive health care. We are constituents and we have the right to responsibility to fight this." Halsey called the ruling a cruel attack on our fundamental right to choose if and when to have a child. Blackpink on Tuesday became the first musical act to reach 75 million subscribers on YouTube. The group reached the milestone on the 6th anniversary of their debut on the streaming platform and exactly 2 years after setting records for the most views on a video in the first 24 hours and the fastest to hit 100 million views. The achievement also comes 9 months after Blackpink surpassed Canada's Justin Bieber as the music act with the most subscribers. The group trails Bieber as a number of views by 4 billion. According to YouTube, Bieber is number 2 with 69.3 subscribers, followed by BTS with 68.7 million. Marshmello has 55.4 million and Eminem has 52.4 million. In 2019, Blackpink became the first K-pop act to reach 20 million subscribers and the first K-pop group to have a music video hit 1 billion views. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.